फाइल 15 प्रोजेक्ट मेथड ओरिजिन ऑफ द प्रोजेक्ट मेथड द प्रोजेक्ट मेथड इज द आउटकम ऑफ द प्रैग्मेटिक एजुकेशनल फिलॉसफी ऑफ डीवे DEWEY द वेल नोन अमेरिकन फिलॉसफर कम एजुकेशनिस्ट इट वॉज डेवलप्ड एंड परफेक्टेड बाई डॉक्टर विलियम हेड किलपैट्रिक ऑफ द यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ कोलम्बिया It is a revolt against the traditional environment of the school, which is usually marked by listlessness and passivity, and which lack keenness and real life. Much of the subject matter taught and many habits formed in school do not conform to desirable social life. In the outside world. The project method is the expression of the widespread justification against the bookish encyclopedia passive method whereby children age abundant message are carefully drilled and spoon fed with fact and information. The modern educators speak in no uncertain terms about disconnected facts, disconnected subjects, watertight compartments, and pigeonhole timetables. Ignore these. They say give the class a real life project to beat at the Watch the result. Definition of the project method. Project method has been defined by various educationists as first, Warald, Warald. A project is a bit of real life and has been imported into the school. Second, Burton, Burton. The problem is a project which results in doing. The motor element is not what makes the activity a project, but the problem solving of a practical natural company the activity. Third, J.A. Stevenson. A project is a problematic act carried to completion in its natural setting. Fourth, Sneddon, Sneddon. Project is a unit of educative work in which the most prominent feature is some form of positive and concrete achievements. Fifth, W.W. Charters. In the topical organization, principles are learned first while in the projects. The problems are proposed which demand in the solution the development of principles by the learners as needed. The following points has been stressed in the above mentioned definitions of the project. First, a project is a problematic act. Second, a project is a purposeful activity. Third, a project is a wholehearted activity. Fourth, a project is an activity in a natural setting. Fifth, a project is an activity in a social setting. Six, a project is a bit of real life introduced in English in school. Seven, a project is a problem solving of a practical nature. Eight, a project is a positive and concrete achievement. Nine, a project is an activity through with solution of various problems are found out. Main principles of the project method. First, the principle of purpose. Knowledge of purpose is a great stimulus which motivates the child to realize his goal. The child must have an ideal. Why is he doing certain things? Purpose motivates learning. Interest cannot be aroused by aimless and meaningless activities. Second, the principle of activity. Children are active by nature. They love activity. The instinct of curiosity, construction, pugnacity, and heart make them activity by nature. Therefore, such opportunities should be provided to them that make them active and learn things by doing. Physical as well as mental activities are to be provided to them. They are to be allowed to do and to live through doing. Third, the principle of expression. The principle of experience. Experience is the best teacher. What is learned must be experienced. The children learn new facts and information through experience. Fourth, the principle of social experience. The child is a social being and we have to prepare him for social life. Training for the corporate life must be given to him in his childhood. In the project method, the child works in groups. Fifth, the principle of reality. Life is a real and education to be meaningful must be real. Meaningful must be real. The child who is to live in a life of reality must be trained such through his education. The project method is a method of educating the child and therefore it must also be real. Real life situations should be presented in the life of the school. 6. The principle of freedom. The desire for an activity must be spontaneous and not forced by the teacher. The child should be free from imposition, restrictions, or obstructions so that he may express himself fully and freely. He must be given the freedom to choose an activity, to do an activity according to his interests, needs, and capacities. 7. The principle of utility. Knowledge will be worthwhile only when it is useful and practical. The traditional system of instruction simply trust formal and vital information for its own sake and was of little utility. The project method develops various attitudes and values which are of great significance from the practical point of view. Different type of projects. W.H. Kilpatrick mentions four type of projects. First, producer type. Second, consumer types. Third, problem type. Fourth, drill type. First, the producer type, in which the emphasis is directed towards actual construction of a material object or article. Second, the consumer type, where the objective is to obtain either direct or various experience, such as reading and learning from stories, listening to a musical deluxe directions, etc. Third, the problem type in which the chief purpose is to solve the problem involving the intellectual process, such as determining the density of the certain liquid. Fourth, the drill type, where the objective is to attain a certain degree of skill in a reaction, as learning a vocabulary. Various steps in project. These steps are given below. First, providing a situation. It is not right to force a project on the unwilling students. The students themselves should define, state and choose their problems. Of course, the teacher's function would be to provide real and worthwhile situations. He would discover the tastes, temperaments and need of the students and provide situations wherein the students feel a spontaneous urge to carry out projects according to their felt needs. Stevenson thought the usage of the electric bell to his high school students by the project method. The necessity of completely overhauling the bell system in the school building arose, and this occasion was utilized in providing a situation. Second, choosing and proposing. Proposing is very important. It is a center around which the project moves. The project selected must be such as to satisfy a definite need or purpose. This purpose, as far as possible, must be acceptable to all the students of class. Dr. Kilpatrick remarks, the part of the pupil and the part of the teacher in most of the school work depend largely on who does the proposing. It is practically the whole thing. The students themselves should choose the project. The teacher should not be in a hurry to choose the project. Better results and better satisfaction can be had only through self-choice. Many situations should be provided to children. These situations should be discussed and the teacher should give useful suggestions. Decisions should always be democratic. The teacher should merely guide and not trust his opinion. The children must feel that the project is of their own choice. Third, planning. When the decision of the project has been arrived at, the next problem is of planning. The teacher should draw the attention of the students to the need of planning before undertaking any activity. The task of planning is quite difficult. Good planning leads to better results. Each child should be encouraged to give his suggestions. The teacher should point out the students to take into consideration their resources. Different proposals should be discussed and alternatives considered. The best plan is agreed upon after a good deal of discussion, suggestions and counter suggestions, rejections, and then students should be asked to write down the plan in their project book. It must be stressed that the teacher must be ready with some proposals regarding the plan beforehand, so that it may be possible for him to help the students in the best possible manner. Fourth, executing the plan. This step is the longest of all that requires a lot of work. The whole project is to be executed through the cooperative effort of all the students. The various activities of the project should be divided according to the individual interests and ability of the different children in the class. The teacher should give sufficient guidance to the students. He should not dictate them. This is the state at which the students perform many activities and learn various useful experiences. The children keep themselves busy in collecting information, reading and writing in various languages, keeping accounts, calculating prices, looking up maps, collecting specimens of different things, measuring length and areas, visiting markets, museums and zoo, visiting fields and crops, seeking help from other and the like. Fifth, judging. The work is to be reviewed when it is completed. Lessons must be learned from the mistakes that have been made in the various steps of project. The students must learn to criticize constructively their own work. Self-criticism is a valuable form of training. The students should find out what things they have learned from the project. 6. Recording. The complete record of all activities connected with the project must be maintained. The project book should be well maintained. All the details in the various steps should be noted down. The project book should give a comprehensive picture of the project as an whole. WHOLE. It should give a procedure of providing a situation and of choosing the project, duties assigned, difficulties felt and experience gained, etc. Chart showing step in the project. First, providing situation. Second, choosing and purposing. Third, planning. Fourth, executing. Fifth, judging. Sixth, recording. Essentials of a good project. These factors are given below. First, timely. The project should be related directly to the lesson and vocational interests. Projects must suit the particular mental and chronological age of the students. Environmental and seasonal factors should also be taken into consideration. It is a well-known fact that there are definite relationship between the lesson of the year and current community interest and those of pupils. Project should be timely. Second, usefulness. Practically, aim of the project should not be lost sight of. It must fulfill a long-standing need. The learning experiences in a project must be capable of being applied in life. Third, interesting. Project should be interesting to students. They must make an appeal to the emotional hungers or drives of the students. Fourth, challenging. Projects should neither be too simple and easy nor too long and difficult. They should be challenging. It is an admitted fact that the youth wants to do tasks which are challenging and in nature. Fifth, economical. The projects should be economical. They should not unnecessarily tax the energy and pocket of student. There should be no wastage of time also. Sixth, rich in experiences. Many experiences of the sociable nature should be provided in a project. The project selected should be capable of correlating different subjects and practical activity of life. 7. Cooperativeness. The students should be allowed to think and plan independently as well as cooperatively. The projects should be executed in such a way of students are kept active both physically as well as mentally. Merits of the project method. These merits are given below. First, based on the law of learning. It is in accordance with the psychological law of learning. It is based upon A, the law of readiness. According to this law, we learn most when our minds are ready to receive. The project method prepares the mind of the students by providing them with suitable situations. B, the law of exercise. Learning to be effective must be practiced. The project method affords many opportunities to the student to learn by doing. C, the law of effect. This law states that if learning is to be effective and fruitful, it must be accompanied by satisfaction and happiness. The students derive immense pleasure when they manipulate their own activities. Second, related with life. Learning becomes practical and intimately related with the life when meaningful and purposeful activities are provided to the students. The children get opportunity to acquaint themselves with the real problems of life. The students learn the practical usefulness of different subjects of the curriculum. Third, correlation with all the subjects. The project method gives unity to the curriculum, a watertight treatment of the various subjects, which is commonly found in our schools, give way to an integrated program. Subjects do not remain isolated. Learning comes as a byproduct of purposeful activity. Fourth, training for democratic way of life. The method provides sufficient opportunity to the students of work cooperatively for a common purpose. Decisions are arrived at democratically. The students have say in activities they choose, plan, and execute. Fifth, training in citizenship. This method imparts training to the students to inculcated in them primarily virtues like tolerance, independence, open-mindedness, resourcefulness, etc. 6. Upholding dignity of labor. Dignity of labor, dignity of labor, is engendered through the project method. The students have to perform their activities with their own hands, and thus they develop a taste for all kinds of work. They learn that there is nobleness in working and doing things with their own hands. 7. Stressing problem solving. It discouraged cramming and memory work. It stressed problem solving. It develops the thinking and reasoning power of the students. 8. A source of happiness for backward. The project method provided a great relief to the backward children by providing them opportunity of participation in practical situation. Such children are capable of thinking abstract things, keep themselves busy in concrete and practical situations. 9. Providing freedom. The students work with great enthusiasm for the completion of their self-chosen project. They do not feel tired as there is a good deal of variety in their work, and atmosphere is full of freedom. 10. Solving the problem of indiscipline. As the children remain busy with their self-chosen work, they do not get opportunity to think of antisocial ways. Demerits, limitations, and difficulties. These are given below. First, neglecting intellectual work. There is a widespread belief that the project method glorify hand work at the cost of intellectual work. The critics argue that the children are kept busy in model making and the like. Second, haphazard, haphazard, and unconnected teaching. Projects many a time do not keep the examination and curriculum in view. It is not possible to deal with all the subjects in a single project. There are many topics which cannot be taught taught through this method. This difficulty can be met with by setting aside some periods in which the gaps may be covered up. Third, upsetting of the timetable. In a project method, it is not possible to follow a rigid timetable. It upsets the routine work of the school. Fourth, neglect of drill work. This method neglects practice and the development of skills in various subjects. Fifth, difficulty in getting suitable textbooks. Preparation of books suitable for the project method is by no means an easy task. Moreover, material required for the implementation of the project is very costly. The method is not suitable for ordinary schools. 6. Artificial correlation. Sometimes teachers show over enthusiasm in stretching the project upon which the class is working beyond its natural limits and try to connect those topics which have remote connection with the project in hand. 7. Unsuitable for the thinkers SHIRKERS and SHI. Some students who are not inclined to take responsibility may remain in the backward and in the background and do very little work. 8. Too much reliance on young children. It is not wise to depend too much on the choice of the children. 9. Lack of competent teachers. For the successful working of these methods, very learned, sufficient and resourceful teachers are needed. The method imposed very burden and responsibility upon the teachers. 10. Unsuitable for transfers. The child reading in an ordinary school finds it very difficult in adapt himself to a school that follows project method and vice versa. Concluding observations. A view of the above points bring us to the conclusion that most of the limitations are unreal and without much significance. Whenever a few method in suggest criticism are unnecessarily lifted. Traditional methods have been tried and found unsuitable to the challenging needs of the time. New methods must be tried and, if found suitable, should be accepted even if they are a bit of expensive. Project method and normal classroom teaching role of the teacher. The project to be successful must be based on the definite procedure. The first and the main responsibility of the teacher is to provide those suitable situation to the student wherein they should feel a spontaneous urge to solve some of their practical problems. The teacher must be on the lookout of discovering their interests, tastes, aptitudes and needs. There are different methods if providing situations as far as possible problems or situations which are provided to the students should be social ones. This provide better social training and give more satisfaction. The teacher may converse with the class on different topics of interest of them. Pictures of different scenes may be shown to them. Surveys of the local condition may be undertaken. The projects for study and work may arise out of the festivals like Diwali and Dussehra. The teacher is to tap all resources to provide worthwhile situations. Most of the educators are of the view that the projects should be selected by the students themselves. They think that this will stimulate pupil purposing and that they will be more interested in their work if they have a share in determining what they are to make. Others who think that teachers should select the projects argue that this method will ensure that the students undertake only those projects which are within their reach. Students are immature and they required adequate guidance to select their projects. Project method and the problem method. The focus of both the method is on student involvement in the lesson. Activity on the part of the student is a keynote of these methods. However, in the problem method, intellectual activity is more predominant, whereas in the project method, practically work predominates. Problem method involves likely intellectual decisions, and project method involves lot of outside class activities. Illustration of projects. Project 1. Functioning of a ruler bank. Objectives of the project. First, to enable the students know about the long term, medium term and short term needs of the ruler people for finance. Second, to enable enable the students know about the various agencies which provide finance in the rural areas and their merits and demerits. Third, to enable the students know about the various banking operations. Hints for planning and executing the project. First, a visit to a local bank. Second, limits of the operations in the bank. Second, listing of the operations in the bank. Third, short description of each operation. Fourth, listing of the facility available in the bank. Fifth, teacher to explain the distinction in different type of checks. Students to fill up specimen of checks. Six, a short session of question answer with the manager or some other functionary of the bank. Functionary of the bank. Project 2. A visit to local transport depot. Objectives. First, to enable the students know different modes of transport. Second, to enable the students know about private and public transport. Third, to enable the students understand why different modes of transport are used for different purposes. Fourth, to enable the students understand how transport aids commerce. Fifth, to enable the students to study the freight fare structure and comparative study of freight structure fare of different transport modes. Hints. First, individual of group project. Second, nothing down the freight charge. Third, nothing down the fare charge. Fourth, destination of passenger of goods. Fifth, total amount of goods handled. Sixth, finding out relative charge of different modes of transport. Project 3. Example of a project. Correlation of various economic activities. Mildred Burton, 1961, explained the correlation of various activities in man and machine work together in these books, in these words. What is that big machine doing in the schoolyard? This question provides an occasion for a group of second grade children to cluster about the window in the classroom and satisfy an immediate curiosity. But it also was the occasion for the gifted teacher in Kalamazoo, Michigan schools to sense quickly the possibilities of capitalizing on the interest of the children. As in many schools across the nation, second grade work in the social studies centers around the community. There was a relationship between the machine in the schoolyard and especially the operating engineering and the understanding of the community through its helpers. Men and machines work together was the resulting study. The machine, a ditch digger, began its work. Repair hand to be made in the wall of school gymnasium, and children at this age are probably the most avoid sidewalk. Superintendent that can be found numerous questions were raised. How does it work? Who owns it? Why don't men dig the hole? Who is the man in the machine? Where did he get it? Are but samples. Classroom discussion led to a visit by the class to the schoolyard and the conversation with the operator. The efficiency of the machine and its relation to the cost of the job were brought out. The cost of the machine underlined the investment of the owner operator based on saving, and the services of the bank is the remaining. Source of capital were examined. The bank thus become the second community resource for the study. The purpose of the visit of the bank was to gain an understanding of the bank and relation of the loan to the memory deposited by the children and the other citizen of community. In this way, the bank was identified as the source of capital investment for many projects in the city. The concept of interest as a return on investment of capital was established. Pursuing the importance of the machine and the contribution of technology advances to the well-being of community resulted to studying the use of tools in the home. The use of needle, screwdriver, hammer, telephone and light bulbs were demonstrated. Improvement in productivity resulting from the use of such tools was discussed, and the contribution of the individual using the tool to its efficiency was not overlooked. Gradually, the discuss led to the consideration of the work done by parents. Many occupations were listed, and the class decided to investigate these occupations to find out just what their present did. Visits on the individual student basis were made to many businesses and industries in town. Several of the parents come to class to explain what they did to earn a living. The individual operator owner concepts was projected to the highly specialized manufacturing plant. The contribution of each grateful employed person were assessed in terms of his contribution to the community. The production of goods and services, earning machines in the production process, productivity, technology, invention, and the factors bringing about greater innovation. Distribution of definites are increased productivity and the handicaps caused by lack of machinery in many countries were among the topics studied. Keith G. New developments in the teaching of economics. Prentice Hall in Inc. Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, 1967. Project 4. Irrigation facility for farming in neighborhood. First, introduction. Irrigation plays an important role in India, Indian culture, Indian agriculture. Different means of irrigation are adopted in different part of the country. It is essential to know the sources of irrigation in order to understand irrigation system of an area. Second, aims of survey. First, to study the different sources of irrigation available in given areas. Second, to calculate the irrigated area of total cropped area and prepare sketches, maps, etc. on the basis of collected information. Third, to know about the problems of sources of irrigation from the local people. Third, method of survey. Take the village map and plot agriculture land as well as irrigated area on it. Fourth, procedure. Select the area for the survey. Prepare a number of copies of the base map for conducting the survey. Mark the irrigated area and intensity of irrigation on the best map. Fifth, conclusion. Conclusions can be drawn on the basis of information collected. First, areas provided with irrigational facilities. Second, the important sources of irrigation in different areas. Third, parts having maximum and minimum percentage of irrigated area to their total agricultural area. Fourth, impact on agricultural productivity of area. Fifth, suggestions regarding the provision of more irrigation facilities and their optimum use. Schedule of survey of irrigation. Serial number, name of farmer, village area, name of agricultural area or village area. Field number, total area, kharif, canals, well, tube wells, tanks, canals, intersection, explanation.